All right. And before Sister Marlin speaks this morning, I just want to say a few things. Sister Marlin has been such a blessing to our church. We appreciate her faithfulness to the house of God and her faithful prayers. Thank you for that, Sister Marlin. Also, yesterday when I spoke to her, she made it very, very clear in a very loud and clear voice that she wanted to speak to us. She wanted to offer a devotion to us this morning. And so once again, we are so happy to hear her this morning. With that said, I'm going to turn it over to you now, Sister Marlin.
Okay. Thank you, Brother Rick.
Yes.
Good morning, church, Pastor and Sister Clark. I want to thank God for this church and for giving Pastor Clark the wisdom to make the right decisions and preaching the word. The Lord is coming soon. We need to keep faith during this coronavirus and the violence in our nation and the world. By faith, Lord, strengthen us and help us to hold on until the end and take away our fears. Keep your hand upon our military forces, our police, and our firemen, and protect them, Lord. I want to thank God for all he has done for me in difficult times, for healing and strength each and every day. I want to thank the church for your prayers and all those who have helped me in any way. God bless you. I'm now going to read from the Living Bible about faith. Hebrews 11, 1 through 3. What is faith? It is a confident assurance that something we want is going to happen. It is a certainty that we hope for is waiting for us, even though we cannot see it. Men of God in days of old were famous for their faith. By faith, by believing God, we know that the world and the stars and in fact all things were made at God's command, and that they were all made from things that can't be seen. I'm also going to read this writing from an unknown writer about holding on. It says, hold on to faith. It is a source of believing that all things are possible. It is fiber and strength of a confident soul. Hold on to hope. It banishes doubt and enables attitudes to be positive and cheerful. Hold on to trust. It is at the core of fruitful relationships that are secure and content. Hold on to love. It is life's greatest gift of all, for it shares, cares, and gives meaning to life. Hold on to family and friends. They are the most important people in your life, and they make the world a better place. They are your roots and the beginnings that you grew from. They are the vine that has grown through time to nourish you, keep you on your way, and always remain close by. Hold on to all that you and all that you have learned, for these things are what make you unique. Don't ignore what you feel and what you believe is right and important. Your heart has a way of speaking louder than your mind. Hold on to your dreams and achieve them diligently and honestly. Never take the easy way or surrender to deceit. Remember others on your way and take time to care for their needs. Enjoy the beauty around you. Have the courage to see things differently and clearly. Make the world a better place, one day at a time, and don't let go of things that give meaning to your life. In closing, I'd like to say, love thy neighbor as yourself and keep believing and trusting in God. Thank you, Lord, for revival and for your forgiveness, mercy, and grace. I love you, church, and may you all have a blessed day. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Marlin. This was amazing this morning. What a great word that we heard this morning from Sister Marlin Church, and we heard it from a clear, loud, and strong voice. That was so powerful this morning, Sister Marlin. And with that said, I want to read some messages that we've been receiving here. Boy, Sister Candace just texted in a message, speaking faith and hope. Amen. And also, Sister Roseberry wants to let Sister Marlin know that that was very, very encouraging to her. So once again, thank you, Sister Marlin, for these great words of encouragement, especially with the time and the situation that we find ourselves in the world today. Why don't we, church, why don't we just thank God right now for this loud, clear voice of Sister Marlin and the great message of hope she's given us this morning. Lord Jesus, we thank you for Sister Marlin. We thank you for her voice, the clarity, the strength in her voice, and the faith in her voice. Lord God, help us, Lord God, to have that same faith, that same hope, and that same strength that Sister Marlin has. In the name of Jesus, we ask and we pray. Thank you, Jesus.
Brother Vic?
Well, yes,
Brother Vic?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hey, I would like to say something. Sister Marlin, are you still on the phone?
Yes.
Hey,
I'm here.
I just want you to know, as your pastor, that I was very, very proud of you for speaking today, and it was a great, great blessing. And we want you to know that we do love and appreciate you very, very much. So God bless you today, and you've given words that were a lot of encouragement. God bless
you. Thank you. God bless you.
Okay. Praise God. Yes, thank you, Pastor, and thank you again, Sister Marlin. Church, with that said, please be thinking, praying, and meditating upon the words that we heard from Sister Marlin today, and we will see you all back tonight on our evening devotion at 7:15 p.m. Praise God, and have a great day. Amen.